Men of courage needed, July 18. Elijah refused to be discouraged. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. 1 Kings 18:44. Important lessons are presented to us in the experience of Elijah. When upon Mount Carmel he offered the prayer for rain, his faith was tested, but he persevered in making known his requests unto God. Six times he prayed earnestly, and yet there was no sign that his petition was granted. But with a strong faith he urged his plea to the throne of grace. Had he given up in discouragement at the sixth time, his prayer would not have been answered. We have a God whose ear is not closed to our petitions, and if we prove his word, he will honor our faith. He wants us to have all our interest interwoven with his interest, and then he can safely bless us, for we shall not then take glory to self when the blessing is ours, but shall render all the praise to God. God does not always answer our prayers the first time we call upon him, for should he do this, we might take it for granted that we had a right to all the blessings and favors he bestowed upon us. The servant watched while Elijah prayed. As he searched his heart, he seemed to be less and less, both in his own estimation and in the sight of God. It seemed to him that he was nothing and that God was everything. And when he reached the point of renouncing self while he clung to the Savior as his only strength and righteousness, the answer came. However courageous and successful a man may be in the performance of a special work, unless he looks constantly to God when circumstances arise to test his faith, he will lose his courage. Even after God had given him marked tokens of his power, after he had been strengthened to do God's work, he will fail unless he trusts implicitly in omnipotence.